Talk to me a little bit about Donald and Henry and your relationship with those cats over the years.
You know, well, with Henry, I've been knowing Henry for years, you know, coming up. He's an astounding musician, unbelievable player, but a more unbelievable person, you know, for what he's, you know, going through, what he's been going through for all his life, you know, because Henry is totally blind and been like that all his life. He's an amazing human being. I have much respect for him. He could, like, just go beyond his plan. He could be sitting down and might not see a person, say, for 2 or 3 years, and you know, the person would not have to say anything. He didn't even know who they are just by their smell, you know? One of the funny stories I'm going to talk about Henry was we was in the airport together, and I wear sunshades all the time, you know, and Henry wears sunshades also. But we're sitting at the gate getting ready to catch the plane. And I tell Henry, I say, Henry, they're looking at us. And we always joke with each other, too, you know. And I say, Henry, I said, they're looking at us, man. I said, they're going to think we're both blind. And he said, he said, speak for yourself. and I thought that was a really hilarious thing to say, you know. Like, hey, man, I'm not blind. You are.
You know, that's right. That's Henry. And this is a man who wants to drive a car and also is a noted photographer.
Yeah. And that got me. Anyway, I thought I'd tell you that story, man. But Henry, as a musician, he just astounds me, man. You know, his repertoire and what he does and the kind of a musician he is, it's just amazing, man. That's all I could say.
Yeah.
So far as Donald Harrison is concerned, you know, his head goes without saying what kind of person he is and the musician. Donald is one of the sweetest players that I've ever met. The first time I met him was about, we did a European tour, I would say about 15 years ago, maybe long, I don't know. And it was myself, Donald Harrison, Idris Muhammad, and my younger brother, Angelo, and there was Johnny Adams, you know, out of New Orleans, and that was the band. And so I got to know Donald very well. And when we toured together, you know, we just stood friends. He's the most giving person that I know. You know, without any, they're not wanting any kind of, any type of reciprocation, you know, for what he does. He's just a giver. You know, he reminds me of myself, and I think that's why, you know, we get along and so compatible to each other.
A couple of names I'm going to throw at you, and give me your impressions of working with these legends. Lee Dorsey, number one.
Well, Lee was, you know, I was fortunate enough to be involved with Lee Dorsey's recordings, you know, like working in a coal mine and Get Out My Life, Woman, Ride Your Pony, a bunch of Lee Dorsey hits. And I got to know Lee really, really, really good, man. He was a very personal friend of mine. And one secret I just want to tell everybody that Lee Dorsey was a better body and fender man than he was a singer. You know, Lee would take a car, man, and from out of nothing and have your car looking. Anytime I had a dent in my car or a fender or whatever, I would bring it to Lee Dorsey because he had a shop, him and his son. And he would do that, you know, in his pastime while he wasn't touring. So that's a little secret about Lee Dorsey that a lot of people don't know. But he was a loving man. He's, you know, I miss him. And, you know, I just had a great time performing with him.
You played on the original recording of Working in the Coal Mine, and then the Meters recorded basically an instrumental version of it as well.
No, we never did that. We never did record. I don't remember.
Yes.
But I don't remember recording that with the Meters working in the coal mine. No, the only time the only recording I can remember was working in the coal mine was when I did it with Lee Dorsey.
absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I was thinking of Ride Your Pony.
Yeah, Ride Your Pony. That's, yeah. Ride Your Pony was something that we covered, yeah.